You're listening to SBS News.
I think it's an overreaction. I think it's the wrong reaction. I'll tell you why, because I think that this virus is already spread along many countries around the world before it was detected in South Africa.
That's Professor Barry Shoup, a virologist and the head of South Africa's Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID-19. He believes that restrictions put in place against Southern African countries following the discovery of the Omicron variant, including those from the UK, the US and Australia, are unnecessary. Much remains unknown about Omicron, including whether it's more contagious, as some health authorities suspect, if it makes people more seriously unwell, or whether existing vaccines are effective against it. Omicron was first discovered in South Africa, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's where it started. Professor Shoup says the health rules are not the path to progress.
I think this really kind of is a punitive measure against the economy of South Africa. And, it's going to be a disincentive, in fact, for countries to actually report their variants because it's to their disadvantage. And I think that's a bad thing. I think we do need to have openness. We need to have transparency in science. But it needs to be, I think, any kind of reaction needs to be measured and based on scientific evidence, not on political motives.
And African diplomats in Canberra are also asking for some answers after Australia banned flights from South Africa, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Lesotho, Eswatini, the Seychelles, Malawi and Mozambique. Dorcas Magato is Botswana's High Commissioner to Australia.
When this blanket ban came, it only applied to the Southern African countries. We still don't understand why that was so, because if it was about the variant, then everybody else should have shut off.
Ms. Magato says it appears to be one rule for her country and another rule for many others.
It's a little bit odd that only Southern Africa has to suffer when many countries around the world, now I see they have added others. You'll recall that the first ones to close the doors were the UK, and at that time they did not apply this to Belgium or Israel or Hong Kong, all these other places. We still want to know what was so different about them to us, other than the fact that we are in Southern Africa. So to me, this seems or comes across as something that was done in a rush and it was really not thought through.
The thoughts are echoed by South Africa's High Commissioner to Australia, Martinies van Schalkwyk. He's urged the Australian government to remove the travel bans imposed on Southern African nations over the Omicron variant and told SBS News that Australia's actions raise the question of double standards.
And you may recall a year ago when all of this started, allegedly in China, the world criticized China, saying they were not transparent. And a country like Australia actually led the campaign against China to keep them accountable in different international fora. Now, this time you have a country, South Africa, our neighbors, Botswana, who were absolutely transparent. And the knee-jerk reaction was to punish us, to isolate us.
But Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt denies that the government is being unfair.
I respect the views of many people, but our approach from the very day we closed the border with China on the 1st of February in 2020 has been to follow the medical advice and to take those difficult decisions.
And Mr. Hunt says the federal government has been working closely with its Southern African counterparts.
I have praised South Africa and I'll do that again now. They've been very open, and as Paul says, last night there was a two-hour exchange of information, each country helping each other. And South Africa has been very open and transparent. And we're helping them and they're helping the world.
The diplomats from both South Africa and Botswana are now appealing to the government for two things. They want a blanket rule to be applied to all countries with the variant, and they want the Prime Minister to uphold promises he made at the G20 summit to ensure vaccine equity is offered to poorer countries.
Keep your word. That's all that we ask. So, other words, how do we trust you the next time if you commit to something?
It's a desperate plea from countries hit hardest. Alan Lee, SBS News.